24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. 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 Everything.
Profanity Nation.
Yeah, it's the new era of man for some old school fans with a new school brand. We got money on the mic with the plan in hand. And Stat Pat to his left, they go hand in hand. And to the right, we got Simpster, he putting it down. It's the Profanity Nation, we running the town, yeah.
It's the Profanity Nation.
Profanity Nation.
Welcome to the Profanity Nation podcast, where professional players deserve professional fans. We're joined here tonight by Money Mike, Stat Pat, and myself, Simpster. On what is an absolute crazy night in the world in sports. We really thought that we already experienced craziness within the NBA and the sports world with Kobe, but this has really put things in perspective. We have the coronavirus out there that has put all professional sports on hold, as well as almost everybody's lives. And we're going to go ahead and talk about that and, of course, how it's affected the NBA. Let's get started there, Money Mike. Why don't you get us started with the NBA and what's going on?
Yeah. So was going on my way over to a South Bay Laker game, as I religiously do. And on my way there, I started hearing about, NBA is postponing games and canceling the season due to Rudy Gobert getting the coronavirus. And I can tell you, when I went to the practice facility, everybody was kind of on edge, the staff members, nobody was really shaking hands. I was playing around giving elbows and knees to say what's up to people, but it really was, as news is breaking, we're watching what now that we know probably is the last basketball game we're gonna see for a while. We're hearing about Rudy Gobert with his carelessness of touching the microphones and making fun of this. My opinion of it is I think it is we were a lot more reactive over instead of being proactive with this. I don't know what to say. I'm really disappointed about the season. I had, especially with LeBron, I had him, this was going to be his test for me on if he was going to, possibly be able to win a championship. And it doesn't matter now if they even start the season up again, it's going to be an asterisk, behind it because of the way that it went. But I understand, the safety concerns. My opinion is a little bit overboard because I'm saying the same thing. Hey, wash your hands, be diligent, cover your mouth, when you cough. And I think I'm an optimistic person. I think we'll be okay. But I just really hope that basketball comes back, real soon, in all sports. So.
Yeah, dude, it's, the fact that, like you said before, like everything is shut down, it feels surreal. It doesn't feel, like this is real life. It almost feels like a movie. It almost feels like we're like it's outbreak. We're still trying to find the monkey to go ahead and get that vaccination. It's weird to see especially when you see, like, remember you were just talking about Rudy Gobert and how Rudy Gobert was kind of like playing this off. And it's almost like the saying goes, like, God, they're running around pretending like nothing to be afraid of. And what do you do? Okay, I'm gonna make you the poster child of this thing. Like, I'm just gonna make you the dude that's gonna be the one that's gonna wear that out. Of course, he's unfairly vilified, I think. I mean, because I really believe he was the first one tested positive for it that we know of. I could have swore it could have been other people that could have it, but the fact that he is the first one that did it, and then not only that, we got pictures of him being careless. Not only that, he also get one of his teammates look like he got infected with Donovan Mitchell. So it's like, you know, so it's, you know, it's weird that he's dealing with that, but at the same time, you know, we just got to, like you said, Mike, be careful and be diligent, you know, wash your hands, you know, do the social distancing, you know, just do your part to try to get this thing under control. What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, things are getting crazy. you go to the stores. I mean, I don't get the toilet paper. I, you know, everyone I talk to doesn't get the toilet paper, but somebody's buying the toilet paper because it's gone everywhere. I don't understand it, but I understand, I guess, preparing. And, you know, things are getting worse. And we do appear to be, you know, reactive, like you say, money, as opposed to proactive. I don't know. Would have been how proactive and how acceptable would it have been to shut down the NBA before anyone had tested positive? Would have been an outrage? Would people have been screaming? I don't know. As far as Rudy Gobert, is he the bad guy or is he the hero? Is he the Jose Canseco that'll save, you know, the NBA? How much worse could it have been if it had continued, and how bad would it have spread?
Yeah, but see, you know, I think, I mean, it's a good question that you're posing. You know, this is just my opinion. Everybody has their own political views, and this is not a political show by no means. But, you know, I think it starts really with the leadership. You know, when leadership is saying there's nothing to worry about, you know, carry on, you know, and then people do that, you know, and you don't put out the basic warning of, hey, just want to let you guys know, we got this virus that's coming in, you know, it's circulating, we don't have a vaccine for it now, it's a flu strand. Just make sure that you wash your hands, be a little bit more diligent. If you touch, you know, objects and stuff, you know, make sure you do A, B, C, D. You know, if those, that information from the top would have been communicated back in January, you know what I mean? Early, you know, early February, I don't think we would have been here right now. But back to your point, Jeff, you know, I saw an article about that. You know, is Rudy Gobert the villain or the hero? Because he, if the fact that he was able to, you know, catch this and made, create an awareness, he may have saved a whole lot of people, you know, from, you know, it going, you know, for it spreading. So I think it's a combination of both, you know. But again, he definitely is an example of being careless. Like Donovan Mitchell was upset, or a lot of the players were upset because he was going around unnecessarily touching people's stuff in the locker room and things like that, which proves, again, you know, just wash your hands. Guys, that's what's so crazy. People are running. They're getting toilet paper. They're getting paper towels. They're getting water. But the soap aisle is full, and nobody's buying soap. And that's the main thing. That's the main thing. That's the main thing that you need to do. Dr. Oz is saying it. Dr. Jew is saying it. Everybody is saying wash your hands, and nobody's buying soap. So, you know, look, that's what where we need to go back to. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, dude, I don't even know how I can follow that. That was awesome, man. Seriously, nobody is really buying soap. Like, you're buying everything but soap. And I've been to the store. Like, I've been to the store. It was weird because I went to the store on Thursday. It was funny. I went to the store on Thursday to buy some stuff. Just to buy just regular. You know, I got twins at home. So, you know, they go through a gallon of milk in, like, about, I think, 1.5 days. Both of them can go through a gallon of milk. So I have to buy 2 gallons every time I go to the store. And so I went to go get my milk. And it was, people were trying to, you know, stock up with the canned goods. But it wasn't anything crazy. Friday, I thought, you know, I was going to make some, we were making some noodles and stuff. Like, I needed to get a bell pepper and stuff. So I went to the store. My wife was like, don't go to the store because it don't make any sense to go to the store right now because, haven't you heard, all the shelves are pretty much cleaned out. There's no canned goods and anything there. Like, I'm like, I'm just getting a bell pepper. That'd be fine. I go to the store and I knew it was wrong because, I mean, when I first go to the store, like, the whole parking lot, it pretty much packed up. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? I'm like, nah, man. Before I even get into the door, I couldn't even get a cart in the door because somebody was already in line to pay. They couldn't even get into the door. I mean, you had to. It was weird. So, I mean, it was mass hysteria. This is what it looks like. I mean, I know we heard of that term before. We heard it used before, But this is what, to me, it seems like mass hysteria looks just like this. The whole world is dealing with it. Everyone's reacting to it. So it's like, you know, it's really, like I've said before, a surreal time that is like, you know, that is actually happening. And this would be probably the weirdest time in our lives, especially when it comes to sports. I mean, think about, has sports been, I mean, shut down to this magnitude? I mean, it's nothing. Even when it was like 9/11 and people were still trying to, you know, play sports, even though they were going through grief, but it wasn't like the whole sport and the whole sporting world was pretty much like shut down. And the fact that the NBA, you know, has, you know, the NBA is the one that's pretty much is the first one, that the first big domino to drop when it comes to either we're going to play behind closed doors, or we're going to go ahead and just cancel or postpone the season. This is what's like, and then if you know, everyone else pretty much felt, you know, follow suit. Like on Thursday, pretty much everything. Once the NBA did it on Wednesday, Thursday, pretty much all the five major conferences, pretty much all went down. So, you know, it's wild, man, right now. You know, the way things are going on, and you know, hopefully we'll get the ball soon. No, it's not gonna be soon. It's gonna be.
It's gonna be about 60 days.
Right. You guys hear that? I think, and that's wild. So, Jeff, I'm gonna ask you. So, they were tossing around like different scenarios, like formats, and about what they could do in lieu of being, you know, to try to like, you know, salvage what we can. Do you read up on that? I think you know a little bit about what's going on with that.
There's some scenarios being floated out there. Spencer Dinwiddie actually did tweet today somebody else's thoughts, and it was basically a playoff format of all teams in the playoffs. Top teams get a bye, work it through, something similar to a college March Madness type format. Obviously would be exciting and would bring the attention and the viewership. You know, the struggle is this, is, and what the NBA is dealing with, is it's not just this season now. You know, when you're talking a 30 or a 60-day delay, they're pushing now into definitely the rest, recovery, and also training time for these athletes for next season. So now we're talking about, again, that domino effect and heading into next season. So I think, you know, if we're hoping that this is really going to be isolated to a 30 or 60-day, suspension or pause of games, then we really want to try to figure out how can we get this going and get it going quick. You know, some of the ways floated would be to immediately end the season, go straight to playoffs, is what it is. Top eight goes, same playoffs, routine as normal, and the teams play. That's one thing that's floated out there. Another is, of course, to play the regular season out, get going in however long, finish, and the finals would be sometime in August or so. That would definitely affect going into next season and the players for next season. But, you know, most players would be, you know, similarly affected. And then there's, you know, other options that we discussed and I floated out there where they could adopt a similar format to the All-Star game and, you know, reschedule the rest of the season and the games that each team has to play, keep them in their relative region. So, you know, try and isolate West to West, East to East to minimize travel time. And when you play a team, it's worth two games. So the first half is worth a game and the second half is worth a game. They would cut what's needed the rest of the season in half. That would speed that up. The best teams would still win the both halves and so forth. And they'd be able to proceed into a playoffs just like they regularly would. You know, those are just some things being floated. I don't think canceling the season or the playoffs altogether is really something that they want to do or be an option. You know, to your point, Money, you brought up the asterisk with the championship. And I'd say that, you know, there's an asterisk possibly, but you know, this is the same situation, kind of similar to the lockout year. But every team is dealing with the same exact situation. Now you have heard that in the NBA, if one team has players or a player in isolation, none of the teams are able to meet. All teams have to act as though they're in isolation, so no teams are getting more practice than another team. So, you know, they're trying to keep it all fair and square. They're doing the best they can. So
yeah, they're doing.
We'll see what happens, but
yeah, I believe they're allowing just work like one-on-one workouts with the coach with no team practices. I'm not sure if you guys saw, but the CIF got canceled too with high school basketball. So LeBron was out there with his kids, in the practice facility. I believe it was either yesterday or today. They was out there working out, playing, having fun. It's interesting. Yeah, it kind of is what it is. I feel probably the best thing to do is, well, I have two feelings. My first feeling is if they did something like the NCAA, that actually would be pretty awesome. I think it would generate a lot of money. But then again, it kind of waters it down. That's not what the NBA is. I think what my solution would be was like, let's just end the season right now. Like what you said, Jeff, whoever the top eight is, just go right into the playoffs. I would probably do 3 out of 5 for the first round. Because they moved it to 4 out of 7. I would do 3 out of 5 or maybe in 2 out of 3, shorten it out. Maybe a 2 out of 3, 3 out of 5 and 4 out of 7. Just so you can limit the length of the playoffs so that way they can have the ability to get the break. But you got to have it some form, in my opinion, of a traditional format. What do you think, Pat?
Yeah, I mean, I would lean towards going towards a traditional format. That's me. I don't want it to be feel like, even though the tournament sounds awesome, it's just like, just like the All-Star game, don't knock it till you try, but at the same time, talking about a championship, and we're also talking about the playoffs, and the playoffs is just a different animal. And a lot of teams have come down, come back from 2-0 and won series. I mean, they're not out of a series, automatically just because they lost the first two games. I mean, we're Laker fans, and we've seen a lot of championships, and we've seen a lot of playoff series. The Lakers have been down 2-0 and came back and won that series. I mean, sometimes you just take a little bit longer to get yourself, acclimated to the opponent, to see, the weaknesses, exploit those weaknesses, and then, try to build upon that. So I would love to have a traditional playoff series. But at the same time, I just want them to get some more basketball in, and I'll take what I can because, I think not that they owe it to the fans, but want to win some point. They aspirations they want to play for as well. And winning a championship. I mean, as much as we want to call the we're talking about the lockout here, the Spurs championship an asterisk, nobody really calling it an asterisk anymore. I mean, nobody really even talking about the 99 championship. They're talking about Duncan got 5 rings. Like, nobody's saying 4 rings and an asterisk. Like, no one's saying any of that. So, it's like, get the chip. We'll worry about all the semantics later. I mean, we're all playing under the same thing. There's no inherent advantage. It's not like the Houston Astros cheating or anything and won a championship or anything like that. So, whatever we take, we're all playing under the same rules. I'd just rather do a traditional format, put those 8 teams in, let them go ahead and battle it out. If they want to even adopt a football rule, like do a bye, do that. I mean, just so they can move on the season a little bit, faster,
So Pat, you don't want to you don't want to lower it at all, like a 2 out of 3 first round, 3 out of 5 second round. You want to do 4 out of 7 all 3 rounds?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, okay, so for example, just playing the game. I mean, of course, if they all know going in is 2 out of 3, they're all going to play 2 out of 3. They all going to try to, and the first game and the second game is going to be like, wars. You know what I mean? It's going to be intense from the first opening whistle. But I mean, yeah, I would go for it because it's still a format. It's still a best out of, either 3, 5, 7 kind of format versus the, one and done or the, anybody can get hot. I mean, look, we just beat last weekend. We beat Milwaukee and the Lakers. come back, we play we play Brooklyn, play the Nets, and it was like, damn, why are we losing the Nets? I mean, if that's a round to be a single elimination, we can be off our game and lose to the Nets. I'll be hot as fish grease right now if we actually lost a game like that. So I need a playoff series. I'll take 2 out of 3 to be some kind of best out of kind of series.
All right. So we have, different options, and the NBA, is weighing all of them. And I have faith in Adam Silver. He's going to come up with the best option and the viable option. How do we see the teams getting back to business? Is there a preseason? How many games? Is there warm-up games? Do they count? Do they not? Are they scrimmages? How do they get back into game shape when all this is over? And how long is that? And what does that entail?
Yeah.
What do you see there, Money?
Okay, well, look. Hey, I'll go and say, hey, mama mentality, you got to be ready. You know what I mean? You already in shape. You was 60 games in. You're allowed to work out. You're still allowed to go. All these people are, they're athletes. So, they got treadmills or, tracks and workout equipment at their house, so they know where to go. The practice facility is over. I'm open. Still 24/7 for them to go in there. You can still run and put up shots and keep yourself in game ready shape. And if that's what you just got to do, so that way you can be ready. Where they call you, hey, we're about to start the season tomorrow. I expect these, athletes that are getting paid $10 million, $10 million, $10, $20, $30, $40 million a year to be ready for that. You are already in shape. This is not one of the things where it was in the beginning of the season and you come off the summer and then now you're kind of playing yourself in shape. You're 60 games in, dude. So you are in game shape already. So it should be easier to maintain the game shape than to get in it. So I expect all the players to, keep themselves in shape. Don't be like, I'm about to go get me a cinnamon roll, eat some donuts, because, we ain't going to play for 30 days. That's unacceptable to me. I think they should already, their body is their moneymaker. That's their machine. And they got to keep it fine-tuned, in my opinion.
So, but, Pat, every professional athlete says that you can work out, you can run, but you cannot simulate a game and game environment and game intensity. Now, of course, every player on the court would be in the same situation, but does that bring up the possibility of injury going out? These guys wouldn't have been running up and down the court. We already deal with injuries as it is. Are we looking at these guys, taking this time off to get somewhat healed and take advantage of that? But they can't play 5-on-5. They can't even play 1-on-1. They can practice 1-on-1 with a coach, but they can't even play against a peer. So what are the risks? Again, it's really important. How do you get these guys back going? What do you think?
Yeah, that's a I didn't really think about that. There has to be some way that they have to be integrated back in. They are going to stay in shape. I have no doubt those guys are not going to get fat in the next 60 days. I don't believe that. However, the timing, a lot of times, even when we have new free agents, we're talking about chemistry and how do they fit in. And, the Lakers have great chemistry, but they also would like to get a couple of games or at least some practices with that. So I don't know if they're going to go jump back in, into the season. I actually think they might even do a week. Maybe they know they're going to open up basketball activities, and that's going to be maybe a week before they start the real season up again, just so they can get those teams together and let them work and practice. Because I think they do need practice together before they just jump back into some games. I really do believe that. But if they just go in right now, in about June, that does look for it. They could get injured. And then everything would be all for naught. Why even come back? Because if you think about it, if it was regular, June is the end of the season. And then they start back up doing preseason around, what, in October? So you're looking around 3.5 months on a regular basis. If the season starts and say June 1st is the date, that's essentially, what, 2.5 months off? It's almost like a little – it's almost like off season already, you know, that they're going to be taking advantage of right now. So this really looked like it's going to be an off season just for them to go ahead and play a shortened 5-6 week kind of season just to go ahead and go back in the off season. It's really, you know, I mean, I don't know how they're going to do it, but I would rather them try to at least get some preseason game, not preseason, but, you know, some practice games, some scrimmages, like, or whatever they got to do.
They'll have to have a mini training camp, I would think. At least a week or something like that. And maybe just jump back in it, you know. What I hope they don't do is schedule back-to-backs or back-to-back-to-backs, you know, to condense the final games, because that definitely increases injury and also will really take away from, I think, the best players and their abilities. It's just, it'll be overworked.
Yeah, I mean, let me just say, I mean, I'm just sitting around thinking about this. Can you imagine, like, it's only March, and this is the craziest year, period. But even for the NBA, I mean, NBA, we lost David Stern, we lost Kobe, and now the season is suspended. You know, who would have thought, like, all these three major impactful things would have happened in a 3 month time coming into 2020.
No.
You know, it's you just, I'm sorry, y'all. I mean, I'm in here, but I'm just reflecting on over the impact of one of my favorite games, and you know, it's just crazy to me. All these discussions that we're having, just in the beginning of this year, you know. I don't know. I'm sorry, you guys. You know, kind of off subject, but
no. I mean, but I hear you. I mean, like you said, like you got a David Stern. I mean, that's a big deal for. I mean, and it comes to this, the NBA family. Yes, that's a big deal. But then you got the Kobe thing, like you said before. But then it's just the grief. Like it almost took us like a month to get over the Kobe thing, and then you know we're just now. I mean, what is it? The 15th? You know, of March. And we're now the season is canceled. Like we were just like it like last week. I mean last weekend finally felt like the Lakers were back to playing basketball on their own terms. What I'm saying is like just the cloud of Kobe. Yes, they got the patches on. They're playing for Kobe. I get that, but they're not playing with a heavy heart like they were playing earlier, right after it was happening. So it felt like okay, we're back to business, and they were getting back to the winning ways. They were beating good teams. Everybody had a feel good. You know, everyone in around, you know, the Laker, you know, all the fans, we were having a different type of feeling. Like, okay, yeah, we're back to, you know, playing game. We're thinking about the game, you know, and then all of a sudden this happens. And, you know, we're joking about it because, you know, the people can't shake hands. You know, they were doing the elbow, you know, the coronavirus handshake, you know, thing, like doing the elbows and everything like that. You know, and we're joking about it, but then all of a sudden this junk became real, and then everything stopped. And like, when is this ever going to happen again? It's never going to happen again. Like, this will never shut down the world like this right now, and that's weird. And maybe, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's 2020, and this is how we react to things in 2020 differently than how we reacted to things in, you know, back in the past. I don't know, but you know, it's really weird. I mean, it's weird, man. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't even have a better word than weird, how everything is shut down. And you look back and then you look at Channel 2 on a Saturday morning or Sunday morning right before, you know, the NCAA tournament, and they showing stuff from last year on there. And, you know, it's like weird. Like you say new, but it says 2015 ACC championship. Like what? Like, you know, like that's only even makes sense. Like you go – and they're showing stuff from 2015. And people are scrambling to fill programming. It is wild right now, dude. Seriously, it's wild.
You know, and it's just very disappointing.
What is ESPN going to – in a week or two?
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, the world without sports, we are really experiencing that. I mean, we were supposed to, everybody knows that, you know, I have Girl Scouts and stuff, and we were supposed to go to a UCLA gym match, you know, gymnastic match this weekend. And, you know, they canceled that. And then, you know, the XFL I was talking about going to in a couple of weeks, they canceled that. I'm looking on all the things that they've just canceled, and, you know, not even just in the sports world, but just period. And I'm like, man, you go from having a full calendar to have nothing to mm-hmm. do. You have nothing to do. You know, you're watching TV. You're stuck watching these reality shows. This mindless mm-hmm. TV. It's a really bad thing. We need to go ahead and.
I'm going to go on the record right now, and I'm going to say that late December, early January, we might experience a baby boom in and around the world.
Yeah, there's
nothing else to do. Sorry, baby, we're quarantined for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, let's go out to the people that are actually listening to the podcast, and if y'all want to go ahead and let me know what y'all binging. Because I would love to go ahead and get a list so I can go ahead and watch new stuff. Because, what else are we going to do? We're going to watch TV. We ain't going to watch anything, no sports. I mean, I can only watch, you know, Flip or Flop. I can only watch so many episodes of that, you know. So, you know, just put in there in the comment section. Let me know what we should be watching. I mean, I heard Ozark's pretty good on Netflix. You know, I just finished The Outsider, you know, HBO. So, I mean, just y'all got some stuff that I can watch, man. Please let me know.
Hey, to Pat's point, we're going to get this podcast going on. So whatever y'all want us to talk about, you know, we could do commentary on some reality shows and be like, I can't believe she picked her. We could do it on The Bachelor or The Mayor of the First Night.
I was just about to say anything but The Bachelor, but I guess if that's what they want, if the people want it, I was just going to say anything but The Bachelor.
Yeah, Survivor on. I'm like, oh, man, why would they eliminate them? We're going to keep this. We are professional fans, so. We're going to find something to talk about to give you guys content every week. So if you guys want us to go and watch a show and talk about it, Game of Thrones, we got you. Just let us know.
Yo, we're going to be fans. We're going to be fans of something.
Yeah, we're going to be fans of something. Yeah, we're professional fans.
We're going to be fans of something, okay?
last week, we were to be interviewed live on Thursday. However, that was postponed, and that is rescheduled now for this Thursday. At this point, we expect it to be on, but we don't know. So, Money Mike, will you please give out the information for that again for this Thursday, and follow our Instagram, and we'll keep you up to date as to whether or not it's actually happening.
This Thursday, yeah, unfortunately, we got rescheduled. Not the last moment, but it is scheduled to happen this Thursday, 6:30 to 8 of the Good News Radio. You can download the app, the sports show, and it's called Good News Radio app. And the show that we are going to be on, we're going to be on, mark my words, from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. So go ahead and, Jeff, go ahead and throw it to me again.
All right. All right, guys. Well, last week we were scheduled to do a live interview, and that got rescheduled. That was scheduled last Thursday, but that was rescheduled. That is now scheduled for this Thursday. Money Mike, why don't you go ahead and give out the information?
Yeah. So, unfortunately, it was rescheduled at the last minute, but I definitely, as of right now, we are still confirmed. Definitely want to go and do an interview. We're going to be on the Good News Sports Podcast. Courtside Radio from 6:30 to 8, starring Michael, Bruce, Alex, Phillips, and Danny. And we're going to be on there talking about, Profane Nation, South Bay Lakers, and definitely this coronavirus and new developments that's going on. It's going to be a live show. You guys can go ahead and download the Good News app, Good News Radio app, and listen in. You also can, send messages to the app if you want to talk to us also.
Absolutely. And you can always be sure to follow us on Instagram at the Profanity Nation for updates. And we'll always put our information and live broadcasts. And whenever we have a new podcast, we really sit there and put the link on our Instagram. So be sure to follow us there. Well, guys, it was great to get together virtually because we can't get together in person since that's been outlawed apparently. So we'll go ahead and maintain. We've always been ahead of the times here at the Profanity Nation with our Zoom cast. So I'd just like to say that we kind of set this whole thing up. So it's great. But we will be back, of course, next week. And be sure to look for us on Thursday on the Good News app. And any parting words, Money Mike?
You know, hey, you guys, be safe out there. Please, look, wash y'all hands. That's what I'm saying. Wash y'all hands. And that's it. That's my parting word. That's my advice.
Yeah.
You know, and you'll be okay.
Yeah, no, I was, you know, that's... You know, I'm gonna leave it with Mike, man. Just wash your hands, dude. We're gonna be all right.
Wash your hands. Cough into your elbow or sneeze into your elbow, and we're all gonna live. We'll be just fine.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Thanks again. It was a great podcast. Stay safe out there. Stay clean. Wash your hands. Have a good night.
Lakers. Peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.